Well, child labor is when a child's education is hindered due to the work the child is undertaking, or if the task that is undertaking is harmful to the child's health, safety, or morals. Examples of hazardous child labor are, for example, if a child is exposed to pesticides by, for example, handling or spraying pesticides, if a child is climbing high trees to collect, say, for example, coconuts, if a child is going on a little canoe at night on the sea, this is hazardous.
And you've come across all these types of scenarios in your work?
Yes, indeed. We see that child labor is a global problem and these kind of situations do exist.
So how prevalent would you say the child laborers are in the agricultural sector?
Well, the latest estimates that we have from the International Labour Organization show that there are about 98 million child laborers in agriculture. That corresponds to 60% of all child labor. This is not only child labor in crops, but it also includes forestry, fisheries, aquaculture, and livestock. Most of this child labor is unpaid family labor. This could be situations where children work in an agricultural context that produces a product that ends up on the plate in a different country. So it's part of an international value chain. But it could also be a situation where this produce is just sold locally on the market or nationally in the same country. But even we find that the large majority of child labor is probably taking place in the context of subsistence farming and production for their own household consumption.
FAO says that agricultural policies and programs have a unique role to play in addressing the root causes of child labor. How so?
Well, one of the root causes is household poverty. So obviously, agricultural, food security and poverty reduction programs can help a lot to reduce the economic pressure of poor households to send children to work instead of sending them to school. So if an agricultural program, for example, is more sensitive to the issue of child labor and, for example, includes those households that are in particular vulnerable of making use of child labor, then this improved targeting can go a long way in preventing child labor. Say, for example, if agricultural programs are supporting income-generating activities specifically for this kind of households and are helping vulnerable households to access finance, information on how to improve their agricultural production to enhance their productivity, how to access markets, how to be part of successful value chains by having maybe more inclusive business models. All these typical agricultural interventions can help at the end of the day the household that makes use of child labor to not economically depend any longer on sending their children to work, but they could send them to school. At the same time, these children could still learn about agricultural skills, can work after school, they can learn at the weekends, and this will also be important for their future because learning agricultural skills might help them one day to become a successful farmer themselves or a successful fisherman.
How do you think this course might play an effective role in combating the problem?
Actually, often it starts even with awareness raising before you talk about actual capacity to simply understand what is child labor and what isn't, what is acceptable work for children that they can undertake and what isn't. And once we create the awareness among agricultural stakeholders, then we can move to the next point of really looking into building the skills and knowledge that is needed to prevent and reduce child labor in agriculture, including through policies, legislations, and program. In this specific course, we are targeting agricultural policymakers and their advisors. We are targeting agricultural program designers and implementers, agricultural researchers, and agricultural statisticians. But many other agricultural stakeholders will also find this course relevant for their work.
How do people get access to this course, and who will get access to the course?
Most important of all is, of course, this course is freely available on the internet. You can just access the FAO e-learning center, fao.org/e-learning, and you will find this course here, and you could decide to just take some lessons that are relevant to your own work. But you could also take all of these lessons, in total there are 15, and get a certificate for it. There will be French as well as Spanish versions of this course available, and they were actually adapted to French-speaking Africa and to Spanish-speaking countries.